started first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Here's Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights. Let me ride.
The Lord's got a place for me and you. Don't you wanna go?
Swing down, chariot, stop it.
Let me ride. Ride home with the Lord.
To be with the Lord.
That's the sounds of Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlight out of Lake City, South Carolina. Welcome and thank you for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave. You better tell somebody. I know that's right.
My dreams are far. If I am
We're live from the studios here at Raleigh, North Carolina. Feel free to give us a call, 347-215-8049. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music. You're catching the wave. I love that.
Through all my trials, hope you don't mind if we say this right here. Say it one more time. I found out a long time ago, no matter who you are, where you come from,
give
the way to
one
time. And if you want it to, trust and obey. I hope you don't mind if I say this. From all the prophets of old, the story was told
that Jesus is the way.
What you say? You know what you got to do if you want it to. No matter what your problem may be, all you got to do, quit and trust and obey. I want to say that one more time. If you want it to,
if you want it to,
if you don't believe me, just trust in it.
I don't know about you, but I've been told, yeah.
I don't know about you.
You're catching the wave, and we are live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Have you been born again? Look, I pray that you are. All right, let's continue with more great gospel music. To God be the glory for the things he's doing. Ever let you down? Have you ever known Jesus to let you down? Huh? He's always there, huh? All you got to do is call him. He's there. Guess what? And his spirit dwells on the inside of you. You're catching the wave.
I've been longing to meet you. In the mix, NHD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials.
Yeah. DJ, it's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
The hottest mixes on the planet.
Yes, yes.
You're rocking with the best. Remember this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it back.
With the Anointed One.
There is nothing that is more precious than Jesus.
If I had wings,
The sounds of a Hobby Watkin Jr. and the Canton Spiritual. I pray you're having a great time. You can join us on our website, nfiradio.com. Let's go back down memory lane with another one I know you're familiar with. And turn it up just a little bit more. I feel like giving them some praise.
Turn me around.
Oh, no.
On my mind. Someone will be a vessel made of gold and shining bright. Some will be of silver, walking daily in the light. Some will be for honor, made for Jesus' hands to you. Some will glorify him and turn now. Will this be you? Someone will be a bird, a vessel that's made of wood. Some will be of wrath and reprobate concerning good. Some be vessels of dishonor, hypocrites, unclean, untrue. Some be farming out of their own shame. God forbid that this someone will overcome and sit with Jesus on his throne. Some the blessed Savior will not blush to call his own. Some will go to meet him, being faithful, tried and true. Some will share the victory. May God grant that someone, God's word will all prove true. Someone,
to me.
Will you help me say, God has smiled on me.
He has set me free.
One and only
Anointed One.
Well, when the
way I feel. And if it's real, I'm gonna keep it alive. Because the road is long. There are mountains in my way. But yet I'll climb higher every day.
So look up, up where we belong.
Oh,
where the eagles fly on a mountain high.
So look up, up where we belong.
Oh,
and from the world we'll go to where the clear winds blow.
Gospel music at its best. You're catching the wave here live from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Your number one quartet contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Look, I want to invite you to join us on our NFI television broadcast that airs every Friday night at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RTN 22. And you can also join us every Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the New Spectrum TV, Channel 24. For more information, you can feel free to give us a call right here at 347-215-8049, or you can call us at 919-443-5994, our 24-hour hotline. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave. You're number one Christian station in the world.
Trust us.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer, Request Hotline 2024. Intercessory prayer warriors. Men and women of God. Praying for you. Heard Monday through Thursday at 12:30 p.m. till 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at 984-733-3977. For one of our prayer warriors to pray with you on our 24-hour hotline. To listen now, by phone at 12:30 p.m. Call 563-999-3020. Again, to listen now, call 563-999-3020 or go to our website at nfiradio.com. Now let's join Reverend Leon Harris from Memphis, Tennessee, every Wednesday as he intercedes for you and this nation. Good afternoon, Reverend Harris.
Welcome, 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 family, this week to the NFI 30-Minute Power Prayer Request Hotline. I am your intercessory prayer warrior, Reverend Leon Harris, and I will be sharing briefly the Word of God and conclude with intercessory prayer on today. I am so excited today that you've tuned into this broadcast for the next 30 minutes, and I know that God is going to bless each and every one of you tremendously. Our theme, as always, for this radio broadcast each and every week is to be more like Jesus, to be more like Jesus. Again, I'm excited that you've taken time out to be with us. On today, we're going to be looking at the book of Titus in the New Testament. I'm going to be looking at chapter number 1 in those first 5 verses. That's the book of Titus in the New Testament, verses 1 through 5. It reads as thus. It says, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Verse number 5, it says, For this cause I left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for the word of God. I'll speak just briefly for a few moments from this subject. I want to talk about unfinished business in God's house. Unfinished business in God's. To assist us a little bit with that, in order for me to put that in proper prospect, I want to look at Joshua in the Old Testament, the 24th chapter, verse 15. Listen to what Joshua had to say. Joshua says in Joshua 24 and 15, he says, But if serving the Lord, again, I'm reading out of the New International Version, it says, But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So again, talking about unfinished business in God's house. And I pray today that you can relate this to your own home, your own house, wherever you serve God, that there may be some unfinished business that needs to be attended to. And so as we look at this book of Titus in the New Testament, Titus being one of Paul's sons, he referred to him in verse number 4 as his own son. Not only that, but Paul also has referred oftentimes to Titus as an emissary, or he is one of his ambassadors or representatives in the ministry. And so Paul was urging Titus as a young man to take ministry serious. And not only did he take it serious, but Paul had told us in verse number 5 that it was for this cause, he says, that I left thee in Crete. Crete is a small island in the Mediterranean. And he had left Titus there, he said, for the sole purpose that he would set in order things that are wanting or things that are lacking. And for him in verse 5, he says, to ordain elders, if you will, or bishops in every city as I had appointed thee. And so Paul had left Titus there in order that he would establish the church and establish the church in accordance with God's order. And so we've got to keep that in mind today, church family, that God has an order, a way that he desires things to be done, even in the house of God. I think sometimes we forget about that, and we have to be reminded of what that's all about. I was also reminded of another scripture in the book of Acts. If we could turn over quickly to the book of Acts in the New Testament, Acts the 20th chapter and verse number 28. I want to share something with you that's very important. You may or may not know this, but I need you to know this. In Acts the 20th chapter, verse 28, the writer says here, he says, keep watch over yourselves. Again, this is out of the NIV. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. What is that scripture saying to us? It's simply saying to us that God, that the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit actually appoints elders or bishops to our churches. So therefore, we've got to understand that it's through God's Spirit that these men have been appointed as elders over the church, and so that they would run that church in accordance with God's will and in accordance with God's way. And so it's not just a happenstance, it's not just a vote of the church, but yet these men have been appointed by God's Spirit to be elders or to be leaders over God's flock. And so let us not forget about that, that oftentimes our leaders, we look to our leaders and they become so common to us that we just treat them any kind of way. And we've got to understand that these men have been appointed by God in that position to actually lead the church where God would have the church to go. And so as we find in the book of Titus in this first chapter, it starts out by talking about in verse number 5, in Titus appointing elders over these churches. And obviously Paul had left him there for that responsibility. And it talks about, even in verse number 6, it talks about what the responsibility of that elder would be. It talks about how the elder must be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of profitability or filthy gain. He says that a bishop or an elder must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, not violent, not giving to filthy lucre or just the love of money. Amen. It talks about how the elder has to be a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, has to be just and holy, temperate, holding fast to the faith and to the word of God. As taught in sound doctrine. And the reason that is, church family, is so that God's house is led by those individuals that know God, that have a relationship with God, so that they can lead in the proper way. Because we know that there are those oftentimes in our churches that desire to lead another way. And God has a way that he desires his church to be run. And even in this book, we find that even one of the prophets in the church at Crete had admitted himself in verse number 12 that the Cretans are always liars and evil beasts, he called them, and lazy gluttons, he called them, slow bellies, he called them. And so therefore, God has a way that the church of God should be ran and how it should be ran. And we've got to be given to that so that the teaching in that church is in a way that benefits God and that rules in the way that God would have it to rule. Amen. God's will is what's best for us. God's will is what's perfect for us to do things. God knows all about us. He created us in his image, the Bible says, and after his likeness. God desires that we know him and that his church moves in a way that glorifies and that honors him. And so Titus had a responsibility to make sure that the church of God was led in a way that God would be pleased. And how many of you know today that God desires that we please him. So much so that we find in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse number 6, it says that without faith, it's impossible to please him. And so our desire should be that we please God in everything that we do. And so there's this unfinished business in your house. I would submit to you today that you go back to the Word of God and you understand that everything that we do that proceeds even from our own houses pleases God. And so as Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let us now enter into a time of prayer that God's Spirit would move and that God will not only come and see us, about us in our time of need, but that God will show up as he always does in our time of need. Let's pray together. Father, it's in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that we come today. Father, we come looking into the hills from which cometh our help. For God, we realize that all of our help truly comes from you. And so, Lord, as we humble ourselves today, we pray, Father, that you will touch now all across these airways, Lord, to those men and women, boys and girls that are out there that have ears to hear. We pray, Father, that your Spirit will reign not only in these airways, but all across these United States of America and across the world, Father, that we live in. Father, we give you the honor and we give you the praise. But we know, Lord, that there's nothing that we can do, Father, apart from you. And that, God, we need you in every aspect of who we are. So, God, we just praise your name, for your name is a name that's been given above all names. So the Bible declares that it's at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Again, Father, we thank you today. We bless your name. We bless you, Father, for what you continue to do each and every day that we live. So, God, we know that it wasn't a mistake, nor was it an accident. But, God, it was through your divine touch that you touched each and every one of us, Father, early this morning. And then, God, you allowed us to get up out of our beds. And Father, we had the use of our limbs and mobility, and we were able to think. And, Father, we say thank you. But God, we know you didn't have to do it, but God, you did it anyway. And so, Lord, we're just thankful. We're just gracious for who you are. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. God, we just thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for your peace, Father, that passes all understanding. And so, God, as we worship you in spirit and truth today, as we pray, Father, as we meditate on your word, as we, Lord, lift you up, for you declared in your word, if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto yourself. And so, God, we know that every bit of your word is true, for you told us in the word that, Lord, these words in this book, Father, were breathed, that, Lord, they were words that were inspired by you for them to write, Father, on our behalf, that, God, we might know who you are and come to know who you are, and that we might develop that close relationship with you, that when we go in our secret closet, Lord, and we bow before you, Father, and we begin to speak those words, Lord, of adoration, as we begin to speak those words of supplication, Father, that you will come in the room. For you declared there were two or three gathering your name, Lord, touching and agreeing that you would be in the midst. And so, Father, even on this radio talk show this morning, Father, we know that, God, you are truly in the midst. God, we know that those that are listening to us on today, Lord, that's in the afternoon, and God, we just bless them, and we bless each and every person, Father, that is tuned in. And certainly, Lord, for those that had a mind to tune in and be with us on today, God, we come to you, laying all of our cards on the table. God, we come to you, submitting everything about us unto you. God, you told us to bring all our burdens unto you, Lord, for you care for us. You love us. So much so, Lord, that you reminded us in the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter, verse number 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, we thank you for sending your Son in the flesh of man, him being born of a woman. God, him living here and dying on an old rugged cross and then being resurrected. And now, Lord, we know that he's alive even today, sitting on the right hand of the Father. The Bible declares that you are now interceding for each and every one of us. But God, you know all about us. You lived on this earth as a man. Father, you grew up. And Lord, you have experienced everything that we experience in life. And so you truly know all about us. Again, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you, Lord, for being God all by yourself. Now, Lord, be with us throughout this day and even the days to come. And have us to have the same mindset, Lord, that your son Jesus had. And that was a mind to please you. He always communed with you early in the morning. Even before the day began, Lord, he would talk to you and tell you all about it. Again, Father, give us that same mindset. That as we start our days, Lord, that we will start that day looking to you, looking to you. Everything that we do. And Father, not only will we look to you early in the morning, but throughout our day, Father, we will continue to commune with you and talk with you and share with you, Lord, the things that are going on in our lives first. The Bible declares, Lord, if we would seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of its righteousness, all of these other things will be added unto us. And so, God, we thank you, Lord, for forever being present. For you declared in your word that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. Father, we can trust your word. We can trust you, Lord. For you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God, we can depend on you. Lord, we know that there's nothing, Father, that you've never lost not one person that's in your hand. And so, God, we thank you for always being with us. We thank you, Lord, for not only being with us, but carrying us. When I look back over my life, Lord, I know it was you. And Father, I said thank you. I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that has ears to hear on this radio broadcast, Father. And I just pray that you will touch them now from the top of their heads down to the soles of their feet. And just remind them, Lord, through your special touch, who you are. As you continue, Father, to open our eyes, that God, we will be able to see you in every aspect of who we are. That when we look out, Lord, we'll see your presence. We'll see your hand moving. And God, give us a heart to know that when we see you move, Father, we want to be right there and move with you. Again, God, we just love you today and we bless you today. We thank you for all things. God, we honor you with our finances. We honor you, Lord, with all provisions, Lord, for we know that the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Father, it all belongs to you. Lord, we bless your name. Father, we pray that you will teach us how to be wise with our finances and with provisions that you've given us and resources. Lord, we pray that we will be better stewards to serve your people. God, I read in your word where you said, when I was naked, did you feed me? When I was hungry, did you give me bread to eat? When I was thirsty, did you give me water to drink? So, Father, we want to be able to answer that in the right way and to do the right thing, to ever be present in the lives of those that are in need, that we won't walk past not one person in want, but yet God will be a vessel available to you to use however you see fit. Father, I pray that you will keep us now as an apple of thine eye as we pray for this world that we live in, Lord. We know, God, there's an enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said you came to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. And so, Father, we trust your word. We trust you in all that we do. So we know that your word is always true. Your word, Lord, it goes out far beyond where we can believe is even possible. Lord, we pray for hearts to be softened in places where the gospel is restricted, that people will no longer reject your word, but receive your word with joy. And then go out, Lord, and not only talk about the truth, but be about the truth. Lord, we pray for missionaries all over this world that we live in as they serve where you have called them to serve and go where you called them to go. Father, we pray that you will continue to send us, that we will go, Lord, where you've called us to go. God, we pray for those that are being persecuted on the cause of Christ. But God, you reminded us in the word that when they reject us, they're not rejecting us. They're actually rejecting you. And so, God, we pray that you will give us a mind, that mindset to understand and to know, to not take it personal, but yet we're to shake the dust off of our feet and continue to be witnesses on your behalf. God, we pray for missionary organizations all over the world. We pray, Father, that those resources that they're receiving, that they will use those resources in a way that pleases you. Continue, Lord, to provide personnel, Lord, all across this world and all across this country. So we know that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And so, Lord, you told us in your word to pray to the Lord in heaven for more laborers. And say, God, we pray that you would give us more laborers, not only in the church, but in the world that we live in, Father, that we might continue to go out into a dying world and proclaim that your Son, Jesus the Christ, that he is the Lord of lords and the kings of kings. Lord, we pray that we will be steadfast, unmovable, doing those things, Lord, that it's in accordance in your will and in accordance with your way. We bless you now, Lord, and we thank you for all things. We pray, Father, that we will exemplify those, the fruit of the Spirit, that we will exemplify love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control, Father. Lord, increase our faith. Help us, Lord, to, in our unbelief, to walk by faith and not by sight. God, as we put on that whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, when our feet are prepared with the gospel of peace wherever we go, that, Lord, we stand with the shield of faith that's able, Lord, to curtail the darts of the enemy. Lord, as we put on the helmet of salvation, Lord, as we stand strong with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, Lord, as we stand with our utility belt of truth around our waist, we're standing, Lord, to see the salvation of God. God, we know that you will work on our behalf. We know, Lord, that you will conquer the enemy. We know, Lord, that the victory is already won. If we would only but hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord, we already have the victory. We bless you now, Lord, as we understand that, God, you are the creator of all things. Lord, teach us how to be kind to one another. Teach us, Father, how to be tenderhearted to one another. Father, teach us how to forgive one another. For your word proclaims, Lord, that if we don't forgive, Father, that you won't forgive us. And so, Father, we desire to be more like you. But, God, we know that we can't do it by ourselves. And so, God, we trust the Holy Spirit, the one that you said would come and that would lead and guide us into all truth. The one, Lord, that will whisper in our ears how we should live our lives in accordance with your will and in accordance with your way. God, we pray today for families, Lord, to come to know Christ and to know him better each and every day. God, we pray for your protection. We pray for our friends. We encourage them, Lord, to walk with Christ on a daily basis. God, we pray for the knowledge of your truth so that we can share that truth with anyone who has ears to hear. God, we pray for more joy. Lord, give us more joy. Lord, we pray for those who do not know you in a pardon of their sins. God, we pray for those all over this world that they might come to have a relationship with you, Lord, that they might walk and talk with you, Lord, that, Father, someone might come crying, Lord, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? God, I know that you're still in the business of saving souls. And so, Lord, I know it's through your Spirit that convicts the heart of man. Turn unto you. So pray, Father, we pray that we will turn back to you. We pray, Father, for our nation that we live in, that they will turn, that this nation will turn back to you. God, we pray for those that are in authority, those are in positions of power and leadership, that they will turn back to you. God, we pray for law enforcement all across this country, Father, that you will touch their hearts to do those things that are pleasing, Father, in your sight. To not take advantage of people just because you have power and authority, but to be loving and to kind to every man, woman, boy, girl that they meet. We pray, Lord, for those in leadership, not only on the federal level, but on the state level, as well as on the local level. We lift them, Father, up to you today. Father, we lift all things up to you. But God, we know that you see all, you know all. God, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, the Bible says, then will I hear from heaven that you would heal the land. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for what you've already done. And then, Lord, we look with anticipation as you continue to use each and every one of us in service. Blessed are the pure in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness' sake. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness. God, you are mighty. God, you're so faithful. God, you are so merciful. God, you're so loving. And Lord, you're so kind. No greater God than you. No greater God that we know. Lord, you're gracious. Not only, Father, are you our refuge, but God, you are our shelter. God, you are our deliverer. Lord, you are our salvation. Lord, you are righteous, and God, you are the light of the world. God, we pray for not only the protection and our salvation, but Lord, we pray in our walk with you each and every day that we will turn to you in all things, that we will be consistent in our Bible reading, in our studying, in our coming together, in our prayer meetings. God, we pray that we'll be more faithful in prayer. And Lord, we pray today that you will keep us growing in you as we turn to you, Lord, in all things, to be the witness that you would have us to be. As you told us in the book of Acts, the first chapter, verse 8, that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be my witness. Not only just in Jerusalem and in Judea, but in Samaria and other most parts of the world, God, we pray to be those witnesses, God, that you're pleased with. That, God, we will not lean to our own understanding, but continue to look to you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we know we can make this journey apart from you. We know that this race is not given to the swift, but it's given unto the one that endures until the end. So God, give us endurance. Give us what we need, Father, to continue to make the journey. That, Lord, you will not be ashamed, but yet we will hear those words from you one day. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for continuing to make ways out of no ways. Thank you, Lord, for healing the sick. We know that it's by your stripes we are healed. As we pray for those, Lord, that are on our sick list and those that are behind the hospitals, those that are in the nursing homes, those that are in the prison wards, we pray for those men and women that have been locked out in society, but yet, God, they're still your children. Continue, Father, to send us that we might go and see about those that are without, those, Lord, that don't know you, those that do know you, as we go see about the widowers. We see about those that are in need. Lord, don't allow our hearts to be hardened against you, but melt our hearts that we will have the heart of God to go and see about God's people and to love God's people. Father, we thank you, and Lord, we bless you. Lord, we are all in your care. And we know, God, that we need you in every aspect of who we are. Give us the ability to not just pray for ourselves, but to always pray for others. Lord, you told us in your word that we are to love the way you love. You told us in your word, Lord, that we are to seek you first in all things. God, we thank you for your word. If there's anything that the world needs today, it needs to hear a word from you. For it's in Jesus' precious name that I pray. And every child of God said, amen, amen, and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, my time is up, and we look forward to seeing you again on next week. God bless you, and go in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
My soul says it, says it, say it. My soul says it, says it to your will.
Come on, you know it. Just sing it with me.
My soul. Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me how to know your ways.
Can I take it again?
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh, my Lord, your will be done in me. So be my guide, be my light,
hey!
Be my way, be my will. Oh, my Lord,
ha!
Please lay your...
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide, be my way, be my way. Oh, my Lord, come lay. My soul, Savior,
send me, Lord. Say something to me. Tell me something. My soul is ready. My body's ready. My soul is ready.
If you promise to abide with me, Lord, then I will serve you for the rest of my life. If you promise to stay with me through all the darkness in life, just give me a word that you stand by me. You're the helper for the helpless. You're the shelter for the homeless.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, what's up, son?
Over time, Olga Rand said that this song is music for your feet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they said it'll make you want to dance.
Well, let's just check it out and see then.
Singing the
coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
All with real Christian. And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred light. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. Also on the faces, there are the people passing by.
I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're simply saying that I love you.
I hear babies cry, I watch them grow,
yeah.
You know they're gonna learn a whole lot more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
say to myself, what a wonderful
coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Brother Glenn Stevenson, God bless you, and we thank you so very much for introducing the world through Humility Records to a fine young group. And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters, these boys can sing. If they can't sing, 10 dimes don't make a dollar. If they can't sing, water ain't wet. Let's go to Columbia, South Carolina, for the gospel legend. Memphis, Tennessee, y'all do me a favor. Everybody clap your hands. Come on. Everybody clap those hands. Everybody clap those hands. Come on. Come on and clap those hands. Do me a favor. Put those hands together. Come on. Help me put those hands together. Put those hands together. Put those hands together. Listen. Sit down, weary servant. You can rest a little while. Sit down, weary servant. Rest a little while.
The hurt foot.
Rest a little while.
Anybody over here feeling that been hurt? Let me see you wave your hand. Anybody feeling that I've been hurt sometimes?
Rest a little while.
Feel I got to go home. Neighbor, I had some out to me. He's a shelter in the time of a storm. I mean, ever heard somebody say that? I heard my daddy say that. He's a roof over my head. I need somebody to talk to me. Somebody can say, he's a strong tower. Everybody hears that. He's a mother for the motherless child. But when I got in trouble, I couldn't remember all them names. I couldn't remember all them names everybody called them by. But mama told me, said, boy, when you get in trouble, there's a name. That above all names, how many of y'all know there's power in that name? Anybody know there's power in that name? If you know there's power in that name, can y'all help me call his name? What's his name?
Jesus.
Can y'all help me call him Jesus? What's his name?
Jesus.
Y'all gonna make me run? Won't he come in a hurry?
Jesus.
Won't he come in a hurry?
Jesus.
How many of y'all know there's power in that name?
Jesus.
How many of y'all know things will move?
Jesus.
How many of y'all know things will move? When you call
Jesus.
That name, I need all the saints. Let's reverend God. Get on your feet and call
Jesus.
Jesus. Y'all can sit all you want, but I'm getting ready to dance in here. Anybody came to dance? Look at your neighbor and say, I came to get a dance on in here. I came to get my dance on. All right, we're going to step in here.
if you know you're going. Anybody over here know you're going? Anybody over here know you're going? Raise your hand. And let's encourage somebody. Touch two people around you. And say, baby, just keep on going.
Keep on going.
Keep on going.
Keep on going.
You can make
just
it.
Keep on going.
You might have some hands.
Keep on going.
Put your hands together like this.
That promised land.
Sometimes I tell him, he's coming
to carry me home,
like a thief in the night,
to carry me home,
oh,
coming to carry me home.
Sometimes I lift my hand and I tell the Lord, come on,
coming to carry me home,
hey, he's coming,
trying to carry me.
Get a witness here.
Carry me home.
Said he's coming.
God, that you carry me.
God is.
Carry me home.
God is coming.
God.
Let's go
me.
Ahead on and work this thing.
Carry me home.
Listen, I said he's coming.
He's
now.
Coming to carry
he's coming
me.
To carry
he's
me.
Coming to carry
he's coming
me.
To carry
he's
me.
Coming to carry
he's coming
me.
To carry me. Sometimes I live and I say,
me.
Yeah. To cry no more.
Hallelujah. I won't have to cry no more.
When Jesus comes.
Thank you.
cowboy.
Y'all ain't got to be excited about that, but I'm glad. How many of y'all really have to be this way? Careful. How many of y'all can say?
He blessed me.
He blessed me.
In spite of all.
Out there drinking, smoking, cussing and lying on people. But if you look back over your life, you can say he never.
He kept you.
I didn't deserve it. No, no, didn't deserve. I didn't deserve it.
How many of y'all like me?
Oh,
that know he's been good to you. I don't even deserve the air that I'm breathing right now. I don't even deserve the voice he gave me. So y'all know I did. Sometimes I lied on folks. Oh, I ain't got nobody like me in here. Anybody here ever lied on somebody? Oh, you can raise your hand and tell the truth. But let me ask y'all something. Did he bless you anyway? Did he keep you anyway? Some of y'all in here been in some bad accidents. How many of y'all been in some bad accidents? And know that some folks didn't make it. Some people didn't live to tell about it. But you in this church right now. And not because of your good luck. It wasn't because you were so good, but God, grace and mercy. Anybody in here that know it's a blessing just to be here? Anybody know it's just a blessing to have a hand to raise? Just give him a wave over and say, I did.
I didn't.
You can't.